setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, you have joined a conversation about you, specifically who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. I am so excited that you have decided to join us, those of you listening live via your talk radio station or later, those of you listening via SiriusXM and then the podcast of the radio program. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to join in. Folks, we're going to help you get clear and get qualified and get connected and get started and get promoted so you can get the dream job to give yourself away to work like no one else. Why? Because every man and woman on the planet was created to contribute. You know it. That's why you've wondered, either out loud or laying awake at night or in a fog driving the car or staring at the shower wall. What am I supposed to do with my life? The answer? Use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, your passion, to produce results that matter deeply to you, your mission. That's why I exist, to help you figure that out. You have the answers. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. Somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. So it's not about you. It's about others. 844-747-2577 is the number. Hey, leaders, aspiring leaders, listen up. I want to take the complexity out of leadership. Leadership feels very, very complex at times because leadership is difficult because it's dealing with people. I've heard it said that the best part about leadership is people. The worst part about leadership is people. Both are true. And so because of that, leadership can feel very complex, and yet it's simple. Difficult, yes. Simple, yes. So I want to even simplify it a little bit more because there's two questions for those of you who are in a leadership position. Maybe you're new to it and you're struggling, you're kind of getting those sea legs, or you've been in for a long time and maybe in a difficult situation, you're kind of in a funk and you're stuck and you're going, man, I'm in a leadership rut. Or for those of you who are scared of leadership, but know that it's a possibility. And by the way, if you're going to get promoted, which is stage five of our seven stages that I mentioned moments ago, I got news for you. Almost every time that you keep getting promoted, at some point you're going to get promoted into a responsibility role, otherwise known as leadership. And so it can be very terrifying for people. And I recommend books and events and podcasts and all the things. Start with Entree Leadership, our world-class leadership podcast at Ramsey Solutions. Read Dave Ramsey's number one best-selling book entitled Entree Leadership. Great place to start. But when you consume all of that and you're a new leader or an aspiring leader, a lot of that can be intimidating. So I want to simplify with two simple questions that every day as a leader, if they are on the top of your mind, and then you're actively asking these questions of the people you lead, you will be an effective leader if you learn nothing else. These two questions, if you learn to ask these questions and dig to get the answers, the real answers, and then you act upon the answers, you will be an effective leader. I'd go so far as to say, if you keep doing this, you'll eventually become a great leader. Here they are. Question number one, how are you doing? Now, understand, this is not a conversation starter. This isn't a conversational tool. This is a connection strategy. How are you doing? The answers to this question are personal and professional. How are you doing? You doing okay? What did I act like? No, I'm just checking on you. This is such a different approach. The great leaders do this, by the way. So there are millions of leaders who do this. But so few leaders actually do this. In the grand cosmic leadership space, I would say most don't do this. How are you doing? You doing good? Feeling good? Feeling good about the work? Everything good at home? Now, they choose what they're going to tell you. So this is not an inquisition. This is not something you do and you make people uncomfortable. Listen, if you ask them somebody and they give you a surface answer, great. Ask them again the next week. Keep showing up. Keep asking the question. Over time, relationship will be built and they will reveal a little bit more because they realize this isn't just a little bit, how you doing? I'm doing great. And you're leaving. See, when we walk by people in the hallways and we say, hey, man, how you doing? Most of us don't stop. We go, doing great. How are you doing? Great. And we keep moving. No, this is an intentional question in a meeting, in a one-on-one meeting, or in a setting where you just sit on their desk and go, hey, man, just checking in. How you doing? Everything going well? How the kids? How the wife? Ask some of those questions, but that's all leading toward getting them to reveal how they're doing, personally and professionally. Why do we do this? Because this is where connection really happens. And they see that you actually see them. Now, all of us want to be seen. All of us want to be heard. We want to know that we matter. And so when we sit with somebody and begin to just dig into, hey, how you doing? Personally and professionally. Everything going well here at the office? How you doing? How you doing personally? How the kids? How the wife? How's everything going? How's your leg? Whatever. Okay. When we just show interest in them and they realize, oh, this is not a flyby, how you doing? This is, you want to know me. You want to see me. You want to hear me. Oh, man, listen, that's connection. They know you care. And guess what happens? They begin to trust you. So connection is what leads to them realizing you care. And now they'll begin to trust you. When they trust you, they'll begin to reveal more. And this is the secret to great leadership, is creating real communication and conversation where we've got a really strong, transparent communication process. Well, that's the first question. Second question is, how can I help you win? See, first, that first question is designed for people to realize that you actually care about them. The second question is designed for you to actually be able to lead. And leadership is about one thing. If I boil it down to one thing, it is helping your people win in their role. Helping them win. By the way, when you help your people win, it's helping you win. So many leaders miss this. Leaders are all about, how can I win? How can I win? Hey, I got news for you. No football coach ever wins a football game. Only the players. The coach helps the players make the plays. So leaders, you better realize that. Bill Belichick has never made a tackle. Nick Saban has never made a tackle on any of those championship teams that he coached. He's not blocking. He's not throwing the ball. He's not running the ball. He's not catching the ball. He's leading people that are doing that. So as leaders, that secondary question is not secondary at all. It's just the second question. But first question, boom, how are you doing? Get to know them. Make sure they know you care. The second question is, how can I help you win? Those two questions need to be asked religiously. Not once a month. They need to be asked all the time. How can I help you win? See, and the first question, by the way, is the key that unlocks the answers to the second question. They won't tell you about things that they're struggling with in the professional setting necessarily. They won't say, hey, I actually need this resource. We shot this down. And I need this resource. So if we can't do it this way, I need it some other way. Here's what I'm seeing. They won't share those kind of details with you until they trust you. Because people are worried about speaking up and you, the leader, because of poor leadership they've seen out of you or other people, they're going to fire them or start to not trust them. That first question is what opens the key to the second. How are you doing? How can I help you? Leaders, that'll turn you into a great leader. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues. From our Ramsey Solutions worldwide headquarters in Nashville, 844-747-2577. This is a different kind of talk radio show. We're not talking politics, we're talking purpose. And here's what's great about that. It doesn't matter whether you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. It doesn't matter what your faith is, what your situation is. Every one of you long to do something that matters deeply to you. You want to make money, but you also want to make a difference. In other words, how do I make the income I need and the impact I want? The answer is be in your sweet spot, in your contribution zone, where you use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, your passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. That's the formula. And by the way, nobody talks about it that way. And that's how you really figure it out. And I can help you. Part coach, part counselor, part cheerleader. I am your friend. Let's go. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, where Caroline joins us. Caroline, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you, Caroline?
Great. I wanted to call and thank you because you have walked with me to my passion. And I was able to leave a job that just did not serve me. I was in for 20 years.
Wow.
And now I am doing what I love.
Which is what?
I'm actually a coach. I'm coaching.
Really?
People through life changes. And I'm also working in some of our family business. I do some paperwork for my husband's business.
Awesome.
But I am in my sweet spot.
I love it. Tell me about the transition. What did you do? You said I walked with you. You're giving me more credit than I deserve. I think you may have just heard me chattering every day, but you're the one that went out and did the work. Tell me about the journey.
Well, I worked for the government before. I worked really weird hours, so early in the morning, and it was a cog in the wheel type of a feel. I wasn't, like you were saying earlier in your teaching, I was not being recognized for work. There was no communication. It was just all a negative situation. And I said, there has to be something better than this. And of course, I got Proximity Principle. I listened to it over and over again and listened to your podcast and early in the morning because I knew there had to be something better.
Oh, I love that.
And every day I was in there, I was just getting sucked further down. And it really gave me light of, this is going to be better. Where can you go to do this?
Oh, I love it. So you started taking some steps. What was the big step? Tell folks, teach them a little bit.
The big step for me was to say, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
My husband was instrumental in it. He is my backbone. And he's like, you are here to help people. I knew there was something more.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started coaching people in performance and things such as that, they were exceeding in their lives.
How did you, here's what I want to ask. How'd you find that first coaching client? Was it something you did for free? Did you charge them? What'd you coach them on?
I did go to school for life coaching. I also went to school as a Ramsey coach.
Oh, okay. So you went and got qualified. So you got clear and then you, okay, got it. Excellent. How'd you land that first coaching client?
The life coaching through the school I had, we did free coaching and then I picked up some clients there. And then I did my own debt-free journey and
awesome.
Then I picked up some clients there because I could relate.
Yeah.
And I just talked to people and said, I see you and I know where you're coming from. And so many people don't hear that anymore.
I love that. How did you decide what you were going to charge?
Oh, that was funny. I started like for nothing. It was like Christy Wright says that, like you beg and offer a pie or something.
Yeah.
But I really seriously, I undervalued myself all the way through.
Yeah.
Clients offered to pay me more.
Wow. So what's your advice to people? Now that you're on the other side of this, you did it the wrong way, which by the way, that's where everything from my show comes from, is all the things I did wrong. Right? I learned from it. So talk to people that this is great advice. I love hearing from you. How did you get to the point where you're like, oh, I am undervaluing myself and I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet here and start charging what I think I'm worth? What'd that look like?
My confidence started to increase because I went from a place of being pushed down to being risen up. And as I started to get my own confidence of making a difference in my value and really realizing I could go into this full time and leave what wasn't serving me, I knew I had to make a certain amount of money. And I just said, this is what I'm going to charge. And then at that point, I felt value even more because my clients still paid that and still appreciated me.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. So the lesson is what? What would you do differently to charge the right amount of money from day one? What's your takeaway?
My takeaway really is that I was worth more than I was being accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
And when I decided I wanted to stand up and be my worth, I got paid my worth.
Right. So from the get-go, if folks are out there listening, I think this is a great lesson here from Caroline. You know what you have to do? You have to say, I'm worth this from the get-go, and then I'm going to prove it to everybody. Not wait to prove it to then get your worth. Establish your worth and be okay if somebody says no. And then you're going to prove it down the line. That, to me, is the big lesson. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
I love it.
And when I push a little bit more past my worth, that pushes me harder to serve my clients better.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Caroline, I am so excited for you. Joe, I feel like we need a little happy dance, some applause, because Caroline, you did the work. Way to go. Oh, Caroline, it feels so good. It feels so good to actually step into your sweet spot. Those are her words, and that's why we do it. And reminder, if you're new to the show, Caroline's doing what she's good at. She's doing what she loves, and she is producing results that matter deeply to her. Oh, that's so fun. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ariel, who joins us in Warrensburg, Missouri. Ariel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ariel. What's going on?
So, I'm struggling a little bit.
Okay.
I have been in my current position or title for almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this fear that if I keep staying loyal to the business I work for and the clients and the team, that I'm not ever going to, I'm going to miss my chance to have a better career, like that I'm holding myself back.
Yeah. I think that's probably, you know, fear lies to us a lot, but I think in this mm-hmm. situation, fear is telling you the truth. Do you agree or disagree?
I feel like I agree. It's just hard. I'm a loyal person, and knowing when the right time, I get a lump in my throat every time I try to dream about
why
maybe doing something different.
Why do you get a lump?
I worry what would happen, like that they couldn't replace me, or I see it's really hard to get somebody to do what I do.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
What happens if you deny your heart and you don't pursue mm-hmm. the dream all because you feel like you're irreplaceable and maybe they'll say some bad things about you and maybe they'll be disappointed that they're losing you many years mm-hmm. from now? Do you think you might resent those people and resent yourself if you don't do this?
That's really kind of what I feel, that,
well, by the way,
I'm gonna look back and regret waiting. Or
do you want to live a life where you look back and regret, or do you want to live a life where you look back and reminisce on, wow, that was a hard decision. It really hurt to leave those people because they were so good.
Mm-hmm.
They were good to me, and it was a great chapter in my life. Gosh, I miss them. But boy, oh boy, am I excited about the next chapter and the next chapter and the next chapter. Which way do you want to live? Or do you want to look back and go, gosh, I should have done it. I was so worried about what they were going to say about me. And I was so worried about being a bad person. And I should have done it. Which way do you want to live?
I feel like I'd rather look back and not regret. Know that I went for it. I just fear leaving people.
Stop. Stop it.
I know.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Ariel, are you a good person? Yes mm-hmm. or no?
Yes, I'm a good person.
Okay. Do you know what you're supposed to do with your life? Yes or no?
I feel like I know the direction.
Say it.
I feel
say
like,
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Does it require you leaving these nice people in this company? Yes or no?
Yes
or no? All right. That's the end of the conversation. We don't talk about it anymore. We decide today, Ariel. And then once we decide, we begin doing. Decide and do. Helping you get unstuck, helping you move from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, 844-747-2577. Folks, freedom in the form of clarity, confidence, and courage is one phone call away. I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader. Going to wear all three hats in one call. Who wouldn't want that? 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. If you're sick and tired of just the day job, you want more out of your life, oh, come on, let me pull the answers out of you. Which, by the way, day in, day out, caller after caller, All I do is reveal the answers. You already have them. Oh, put me to the test. Let's go to Dietria, who is joining us in Los Angeles, California. Dietria, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I'm excited.
Well,
I am so excited, Ken. I have great news for you.
Oh, hit me with it.
Okay. So a couple of years ago, about 2019, I started listening to you. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was working part-time as a preschool teacher. And I was miserable. And I understood your concept about finding your sweet spot and all of that. And one day, I was listening to you, and I said, that's it. I love genealogy. This is what I love to do. I've been doing it as a hobby for years. My dream would someday be to work for the company Ancestry. I'm gonna take all of Ken's tools, write a fantastic resume and cover letter, and I'm gonna apply. And they interviewed me. They told me I wasn't ready, but I was still like, but there's hope.
Yeah.
So I hung in there, kept watching their job ads, and then finally a position opened up this year that was perfect for me. It was better than the first position I applied to.
Come on.
They offered me the job yesterday.
Wait a second. Dietrich, you're telling me you went after it and they said you're not ready, and you didn't pout, suck your thumb, and take your toys and go home. You went, okay, I'm going to go get ready. So you went and got ready. You came back, and it's a better gig.
Yep.
Is this your dream job?
They offered me the job yesterday.
What?
It's my dream job to work as a genealogist for the company Ancestry.com.
Oh, my gosh. That is incredible. Yes. What did you do? Well, first of all, how much time did it take from when you went and applied and they told you you weren't ready to yesterday? How much time? Calendar time?
They told me I wasn't ready in July of 2019.
Okay. So we're coming up on 2 years. 2 years you stayed with
them. I hadn't even thought about that.
Oh, that's what I want people to hear.
I didn't give up.
You didn't give up.
I didn't give up.
And 2 years, was it worth it?
Not only did I not give up, one day I tweeted you. You tweeted something one day, and I responded to you, and I gave you a summary, and you responded to me. You said, great job. I'm proud of you. I was like, I can't wait till I can call him one day.
I got goosebumps right now. I literally have goosebumps head to toe. I'm so proud of you. Let me ask you this, Dietrich, and this is, I want you to answer this for the rest of the audience. It's not where they want to be. Was it worth every second of those almost 2 years?
It was worth every minute. I had no idea it could happen. Yesterday after they offered me the job, I was in shock the whole day. It was worth it.
You better
it's worth
believe
it to hang in there.
Yeah.
Use the tools you have. If a recruiter tells you you're not ready yet, but they offer you resources, they actually offered me resources to go get ready.
That's awesome.
Go use it. Do it.
Yes.
Like, if it's your dream, if it's your goal, no matter how long it takes, just keep going for it, because it can happen. Like, it actually happened. That's what I kept saying to myself yesterday. It happened.
Yeah.
It actually happened
because you did not quit. That's the message.
Right.
You didn't quit. You didn't get your feelings hurt. They said no. But you know what they really said? They said not yet. And you said,
Ooh,
I'll take a not yet. Because
right.
they didn't say no. They said not yet. You went and got ready. You went and got qualified. That's stage two of the seven stages. And when you got qualified, you came right back and now you're about ready to get started. When is your starting date?
June 28th.
Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting.
And they're relocating me from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City.
Oh, of course they are.
Ancestry.
How excited are you to move from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City?
Oh, I'm thrilled.
You are. Well, I got to tell you, Dietria, we're going to do a dream scream in just a second, but I want you to preach, because I feel like you got a mini sermon in you. Give me 30 seconds to everybody who has yet to find that dream job. No matter where they are on the journey, they're discouraged. They wonder if it's ever going to happen. Dietria, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, if you're out there and you feel stuck and you think you can't have your dream job, look for resources. Look, ask questions. Take the advice that Ken gives about finding somebody that can help you get to that next step. Do whatever it takes. It's possible. And just because it takes a year or two doesn't mean it's impossible. It's possible. Just keep plugging away at it.
And she did, folks.
Don't give up.
That's right. Hey, don't listen to me. Listen to Dietria. She's fresh off of landing the dream job. All right, Dietria, here we go. Yeah. So it took almost 2 years. You weren't ready when you first showed up, but you didn't let it discourage you. You went and got ready, and now you got the gig, and you're on your way to living the dream, making the contribution that you were created to make. Count it down from 3, 2, 1, and I want to hear your dream scream. Take it away.
What is my dream scream? I just want to scream.
Oh, I thought they told you. You're going to say 3, 2, 1, I'm living the dream. You ready?
Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1, I'm living the dream.
Yes, she did it. Hockey horns. Cheers. Oh, you can just hear it in her voice. She actually pulled it off. You know, I love where she's describing the emotion of all day yesterday after they offered her the job. She just kind of walked around going, it actually happened. It actually happened. And see, folks, that's what's so cool about it. When we have a dream and we realize the dream, it's almost impossible to process it because it's, I've been dreaming. And then it happens. I love that. I absolutely love that. You know, something that you need to take away, folks, from Dietria's call is that she went in and applied, and she applied too soon. We get this call a lot. Hey, Ken, I'm not getting the job I want. And I dig into it a little bit, and I hear, well, they keep telling me I don't have enough experience. And I always am kind of a little bit miffed, and then I check my spirit, and I go, okay, here's the deal. Just because you want the job doesn't mean you're ready for the job. And if you keep hearing the same message, you're not qualified, you don't have enough experience, then go get the experience. And Dietria did that. She heard, you're not ready. They didn't say, you're not worthy. They didn't say, you're not good enough. They didn't say, we don't like you. You're delusional. You know what they said? You're not ready. You're not ready. And we're going to help you get ready. Now, that's a great company. I wish I could meet the people that said that to Dietria, because that, to me, they're getting the reward. It's not just Dietria who is winning the dream job. Whoever from Ancestry.com said, you know what? You're not ready, but if you go do this, this, and this, and we'll help you, we'll steer you, we'll encourage you. Do you think that's going to pay off for that leader? Oh, man. The ROI on actually saying, you're not ready, but I think it can be, and here's what you got to do, and then come back and see us when you get ready. Do you realize what they're getting? They're getting a woman who is on fire. Who not only is on fire because of the job, the dream job, and doing what she wants to do, she's on fire because she loves those people for going, you gave me a chance. You didn't ignore me. You didn't reject me and say, don't ever come back, pound sand. You gave me a map. You told me what to do. And then when I came back, you didn't ignore me. You want to get rock stars who stay with you? Start treating people that way. That's a hiring practice. Wow. Shining the light on your path to purpose in your life, in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, part of the Ramsey Solutions Network, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. It's a caller-driven show. It's all about you and what you were created to do. So if you are not sure what you want to do with your life, this is the place for you. If you know what you want to do, but you're not how to get there, you don't know how to get there, oh boy, we can show you the path. There's a very clear path, 7 stages, walk you through it. If you know what you want to do, you know how to get there, but you got some fear, doubt, family stuff, financial stuff holding you back, I can help you figure that out too, so we can get you going. Come one, come all, because everybody on this planet was created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed and you must do it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Keenan in St. Mary, Georgia. Keenan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So my question, I'm active duty in the Navy, and I was just wondering how you recommend getting connected when you're looking to separate but still have an aggressive deployment schedule with limited communication means.
Okay. Well, first of all, Keenan, thank you for your service. You are a great American.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, so where are you deployed right now?
I'm not actually deployed right now, but I have an aggressive, like, go-out-to-sea, come-back schedule. So okay. Right now I'm stateside. But
okay, and what do you want to do in the private sector? Where are you headed?
I think where my talent would intersect my greatest passion would be somewhere in, like, electrical distribution instructing.
Okay, great. Okay, great, great. So you know a lot more about that than I do, okay? But do you know the area that you want to be in, or are you wide open? And what I mean by that
is
zip code.
I have no idea, yeah.
Okay. Well, we got to kind of figure that out first. And the reason we got to figure that out, and I don't mean like specifically, you're a young man, so it's not like you're going to have the area, but maybe two or three areas where maybe you want to settle. How many years before you would get out of the Navy and this reality that we're talking about? What's the timeline?
Less than a year and a half.
Okay, so that's good. We have a year and a half to figure this out, so you got plenty of time. I want you to relax, take a deep breath on that, okay? But okay. What we need to do is we have to find out, and you may know more about this than I do, so I'll actually ask a question. Do you just need to generally find the type of companies and organizations that are doing that, that instructing around electrical distribution, or is that something that's pretty much in a lot of decent-sized metropolis areas? Help me understand that.
Yeah, it's a lot of metropolis areas. It's not necessarily like of what companies I want to work with. It's how to get in communication with them, especially if I'm away for the next year.
Oh, no. I'm getting there. I'm going to tell you how to do it. You're making this more complex than it is. But my point is you got to kind of know who I need to connect with. And who you need to connect with is based on maybe some areas where you want to land. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Or else you're just kind of connecting and we don't have a lot of purpose. Now, let me also say this. If you don't care where you land, maybe you do some research and go, what are the top 10 companies that I would like to work for based on some criteria that you know? I don't know what that criteria is, but I could tell you, sure, you want to see if it's a great culture. Do they have big market share? So there's maybe some stock options. What are all the positives that you want? What are the characteristics? What are the things that you feel like would make this a great company to work for doing the work you want to do? So maybe you start that way and you don't care where they're located. Either way, we got to come up with a process that I've just explained. I think you have two options there to kind of go, okay, who am I connecting with? Because your question is, how do I connect when I'm deployed all the time? Okay.
Right.
But here's the deal. When you're deployed, are you unable to communicate with anybody else on planet Earth or just the people you're on the boat with?
Just people I'm on the boat with, the submarine, so we spend a lot of time underwater.
Okay, I'm glad I asked it that way. So we're not going to focus on the time we're on the sub. We're going to focus on the time when we're not. So on average, over the next year and a half, do you have any kind of idea how much time you'll be above water?
Probably 6 months.
Okay, dude, 6 months is a lot of time. So are you truly stumped on how to communicate in those 6 months? Or are you saying...
It's more along the lines of like, I can communicate now, but if I'm a year and a half away, what good does that do me?
Well, the kind of communication you're going to do now is not the communication that says, I need a job right now. The communication you're going to do right now is, hey, what's it going to take for me to be qualified? I'm going to get in proximity while I'm 6 months above water, and I'm going to get in proximity. The proximity principle says this, Keenan. I actually created this for callers like you on the show and then wrote a book that became a number one bestseller. Here's what the proximity principle says. In order to do what Keenan wants to do, he's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where that is happening. So how do you do that when you're in port? So there's a couple ways you do that. One, you start connecting to people via social media, all your own personal connections. Who does this kind of work in this area? How do I find somebody? Do I walk in off the street and go, hey, I'm a sailor, but I'm looking to get into this when I get out a year and a half from now, and I'd love to talk to somebody about the best way to get qualified to do this, the career opportunities here. You still tracking with me, Keenan?
I'm with you.
Makes total sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It's very possible for you to do that, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So start doing that. Because what we're doing now is we're not asking for a job now. Now, they may say, hey, we'd love to hire you in a year and a half. That could happen. Happens all the time. But you're not going in looking for a job right now. You're going in there going, I need to make sure that I know the best way to leave the Navy and move into this field that I want to move into. So I got to get around people that do that job and meet them online, in person, over the phone, Zoom, coffee, lunch. None of this is difficult. But to make it easier for you, Keenan, I'm going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book. You want the ebook, hard copy, or audio version? What do you want?
I'll do a hard copy.
Hard copy. Now listen, I'm going to give it to you. Amanda's going to pick you up in just a moment. But I want you to read this book. Because I detail out the five people and the five places that you need to be around and in. And then the last section of the book is the practices that'll help you actually win when you're around those people and in those places. One chapter I want you to read very quickly. In fact, I'm okay with you skipping ahead. And that's to read the chapter on Web of Connections and really understand how many people you actually know. Because you know everybody you need to know to be able to get you connected to those type of people I just described and to get you in places where you can meet people who are doing what you want to do. And that's what you do aggressively over the next 6 months before you go on the sub. So that you are learning what it is you need to do to get qualified. Maybe you're already qualified. I don't know, but you got to find out. You're already in stage one, get clear. Stage two is get qualified, and stage three is get connected. You need to be getting connected so you can get qualified. Or if you're already qualified, it's all about getting connected. So stage two and three, you can walk through simultaneously. You understand what I'm saying?
I do, yes.
So that's all this is about, young man, because you've got the cred. You're a Navy professional, and that's the greatest organization in the world, the U.S. military. So this idea that that's going to be somehow hard for you to step from the Navy into the private sector, I want you to know that's a myth. I get that call a lot on the show, so I want to go ahead and get in front of that myth if you even think that. You may not, but don't allow yourself to think that. This is all about connections right now. Now, you tell all these people, if they're interested in hiring, you go, look, I'm about ready to go on a sub for the next how many months?
Six
more months. I'm going to be underwater and I can't talk to you. They understand that. But I'm coming back out. I'm coming up for air in 6 months and I'm going to reconnect. That's going to put me closer. And so I'd love to reconnect with you at that point. Or when we get back out of the boat and we know what we have got to do to get qualified, maybe we got to get out of the Navy and get a day job to go get qualified. Then we apply. So I want you to understand these 6 months where you're in port, this is where you figure out what you need to do and who's going to help you do that. And the proximity principle will help you do all of that. It's going to give you step-by-step what to do, okay? So again, I'm proud of you, young man. You got this. Do all your communication before you go underwater and you reconnect when you come back out. You're going to be fine, all right? If you do what I tell you to do in the book, you're going to be so much further ahead than you ever possibly imagined. Again, thank you for your service. You are a great American. Love our men and women in the military. Love them, love them, love them. Hey, that music means my time is almost up. But before I let you go, remember this. You matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to the Rachel Cruz Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruz wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruz.com.